Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Reloading with Brittany Scoville. I am your host, Brittany Scoville, and today we have my mama.
Hello.
We are going to do a trip recap because I just got back from Stagecoach, and usually the first thing that I do is fill my mom in on the drama and everything that happened. And
dog debriefing and usually a business kind of recap.
Yeah. She watches my dogs when I travel, but she doesn't live that far from me, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah. Well, nice for you. I don't know about for me.
No, I don't know. What, four dogs in a house?
4 dogs and 4 inches of rain in one night.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We had bad tornadoes come through.
Yeah. Coden, not happy.
He doesn't like them?
No, he was scared. He was nervous.
My little weenie boy.
He was nervous. And your dogs are low riders, so they were tracking in all the rain, all the mud, all the everything.
They got pretty muddy today, too.
Yeah.
It even rained. But yeah, we're going to talk about Stagecoach because there was a lot that happened. And my mom's usually someone to talk through with some things about. So ask away. Fire at me.
I guess usually my typical questions was, when you get back, did you feel safe? Did you have fun? And was it worth it?
Yes, I felt safe 100%. There was people like everywhere constantly. And I didn't get really any bad vibes from anybody or anybody that really threw me off. Was it worth it? I would say so. Some people had more campaigns than others did in the house, but with like the flights and, you know, everything's very expensive. It was like $1,400 just to get to Stagecoach. And then you had the flights. And I think we spent like $1,500 altogether with Austin and I, but working with management, being there, and yeah, I would say it was definitely worth it. We came home with like 4 or 5 different duffel bags. I even packed mom like a little goodie bag.
The dog sitter bag.
That'll be here Friday.
And I guess I see it, whether it's worth it from a couple different aspects, from a business aspect. Did you make back your expenses that you put into it?
Yes.
To get there? Was it worth your time away from your dogs, your family, your home?
Yeah, I actually, that was one of the trips where I didn't want to leave yet. Like, I felt like it happened way too fast. It was very overwhelming. I think we left still overwhelmed, but very grateful. And it just kind of confirmed, like, I have like 5 managers and I haven't met half of them. I've only met maybe 3 of them once. And you don't know what the demeanor is over the phone. And so it was just kind of reassuring and good to know that I have good people surrounding me and that are going to back me.
I usually ask, was it worth it financially and was it worth it?
So financially,
personally,
yes.
And for like networking business growth, because there's different ways. You may not have made any money. It might have cost you money, but was it worth it in a way that grew your business and grew yourself?
I don't know if it grew myself. It could have. It opened up new doors because Forever 21, like the CEO, I don't know if he's the marketing guy, but he was with us like the whole weekend. So we were posted on Forever 21. It's more exposure. I would say it's worth it. We made back more money than what we invested in.
Okay, good. So Forever 21, is that like the stores that we'd see in
yeah,
the malls
yeah.
that we'd shop at when you're a teenager? Yeah. And like, oh my God, you cannot wear that?
Yes.
And now you're, okay.
Yeah, they got a little Western line, but they had like a, it's almost like you walked into a Forever 21 store. That's what it felt like in the sunroom of the house that we stayed in.
So is this their new marketing transition? Because malls are kind of a thing transitioning out and they're more online and wanting to be your presence. Mm-hmm. Is that their strategy? Do they talk about that at all?
They didn't talk about it, but I see where you're coming from because I think malls are not the move anymore.
So why, as a business, why do they
because
want
everybody,
to do this for you?
Everybody's going to,
it's not like they know you and they just either get kindness
of their Stagecoach is really exclusive. So if you go to Stagecoach, you're scrolling on your TikTok For You page, you want to see what's happening at Stagecoach because not a lot of people can go or have the opportunity to go. So there's hype around Stagecoach and Forever 21, just knowing that there's going to be hype around that and that there's going to be like celebrities and country artists and a lot of exclusive people go. They want those people wearing the brand. So they did a ton of gifting. I actually got left at the house while all the other girls left for the gifting suite for that. But I just texted one of the girls. I'm like, hey, I'm a size small. Pick me up some clothes. But yeah, just like that. It's really smart. Marketing, very smart marketing. Using influencers for marketing is so smart. Any business, big or small.
I have been passing on what I've been learning through Goldman Sachs when I went through the 10,000 Small Business Program. And they are starting finally to educate businesses on how to use influencers. And I had just done a Zoom call training. And so for what I'm imagining, I don't know if Forever 21 or a big corporate company like that, it's brand awareness. They're filling the top of their funnel, even though they're not making point of sales.
Yes.
At your house or with you specifically or given your brand code, they are branding their name and implanting their name.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Word of mouth. It's so smart, organic. It's yeah, I agree. I think influencers, I don't know. A lot of people don't like the idea of involving influencers just because some people find influencers cringy.
I don't think businesses even understand.
No, they not a lot not of people do. They have not a
clue what they're missing out on. And the power of hiring an influencer. Now, it has to be the right influencer. And I think a lot of people, especially business owners, are kind of controlling type people. You're giving up a lot of control of the creativity to someone like you.
Mm-hmm.
But in some cases, I'm not creative on that side. So if somebody else is doing that kind of thinking for me.
All of it for you. They do.
Why not?
I do everything for a brand.
I think that's a topic another as I'm learning.
Another episode we should get into.
Because this is not our typical.
She's always texting me.
Yeah.
Ideas, or she'll have like a meeting and she'll be like, this was my takeaway. What else from Stagecoach? Okay, so
personal headaches.
Oh my gosh. I did.
You did?
I got there. I arrived. So we stayed in a boutique like 2 miles from the airport the first night before we got to the house.
Okay, so what?
It was where Elizabeth Taylor was like filming. Like that was her, Walt Disney gifted that whole boutique to her, and that's where we stayed.
Oh, cool.
But we get to the house after that and we go to the festival. I got a panic attack at the festival itself. It's day one. We get there and it wasn't from the wind. It wasn't from the dust. We had like a mile walk into to the festival. And I was doing fine. We were just standing by that big horse statue. I was talking to Bryn, and then all of a sudden I was like, I got that feeling of, oh fuck, I feel like I'm going to have a panic attack. And I couldn't pinpoint why. I don't.
All the people?
No.
Were you hot?
No.
Weird.
No, it was perfect. I was vibing. Everything was going fine. And
were you stressed out?
I probably was, but I wasn't allowing myself to be stressed out. So I don't think that I was. I could very well have been. Because I got the first night at Elizabeth Taylor's boutique, I woke up itching myself and I had hives everywhere. I had hives everywhere. And that's very unnormal. So I probably was stressed.
Yep.
But yeah.
So were you stressed because you were in California and you're a little Iowa girl that's probably a complete opposite mentality and everything?
Yeah, it was a lot.
I was a little worried about that. I was actually a lot worried about what you would encounter, what you would see, probably more so than Africa. Mm-hmm. I mean, Africa, you're expecting to see things different.
Bizarre.
Different than what your normal is. But just from
in California, they just hide it so well, like all of the nasty behind the scenes shit that actually is happening. Like,
so in did that you see state. Any of that?
No.
No, you didn't feel really scared? You didn't feel
no.
uncomfortable?
We were surrounded by mountains, so like we were in a fishbowl. So, I don't know. I felt really safe. Like everywhere you look, there was a mountain. Like we were in the center of, and Palm Springs was just very beautiful. It's like older people.
I was worried that you were being brought there because you're complete opposite of the genre that was there to get a different take and somewhat to be made fun of.
Mom thought that I was going to be made fun of, but I'm like, no, this is Stagecoach. Like it's a country music festival and I wouldn't have gone. Like if it was anything like Coachella, we wouldn't have gone. So.
Okay, good.
But headache, I'm sorry. Headache. I woke up. So the next morning after the panic attack, I woke up with a headache. I woke up at 8. I was like, okay, I'm ready to start my day. Let's do it. I went back to bed, woke up at 11. I had a couple drafts late because of that, but I woke up at 11 feeling fine. So ever since then, I was good.
Good. Speaking of the drafts, I appreciate that I can keep tabs on you without keeping tabs on
you. Social media.
So that's kind of nice. I'm not hounding you with texts or messages. How are you doing? What's going on? What's going on? As that mom that wants to be, but shouldn't, because you're an adult now.
Mm-hmm.
I can keep tabs. But so can everybody else. And that stresses me out too, but a little bit. But
yeah,
I was very proud of both you and Austin and what you were doing and posting while you were there. I follow a lot of the other girls and the people in the house, but I just kind of, and I'm biased, of course, but I kind of felt like even over some of your other trips that you guys were posting consistently. They were varied posts. Some of them were choreographed. Some of them were spontaneous. They were true to your nature. And speaking of that, I love that your clothing choices are modest yet trendy, and they stay true to who you are. My friends notice that. Aww. My friends that follow you are like, hey, we love that Brittany's up there on stage and she's wearing pants and a jacket and everybody else are on the short booty shorts showing their all ins from all places. We like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that made me proud. I like the content. I like the consistency and the variedness. I felt like you guys did a little bit better job than some of the others.
Thank you.
And so.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like my content always does good in the moment, too. So even if I had them posted to drafts, I don't know at this point if I would post them because Stagecoach isn't happening anymore.
It's old news.
Yeah, it's old news. Anything, everything can be old news. Yeah. But thank you.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. Yeah. I always try to pull brown boho elements everywhere or camo.
Yes.
So I was living in camo pants before all them freaking people online were.
You were trendy before you knew you were trendy.
Yeah.
No, you wasn't. You were not trendy.
No, you wasn't. No, you know, I wasn't.
Have we talked about your socks? This is Brittany trend.
Mom! Can you see these?
Thanks, Jenny.
They're...
Because we're in Iowa. And
they're socks.
We're ready for flip-flops, but yet the weather can kind of throw a curveball, and it's not quite flip-flop weather yet. So yeah. They're flip-flop socks.
And if you're just listening, yeah, they're flip-flop socks. They have, like, flip-flops printed on them with toes.
I was surprised I fit your big old feet.
Me too.
So that was fun. Yeah, I went to a concert while you were gone.
She did. How was it?
It was fun.
You and
it
Jenny
was,
did.
Yeah, and our husband's, it was a nice small venue, and oh, my cowgirl hat.
Who performed?
Gary Allen.
Gary Allen.
Yeah.
I would have gone to that.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So, because we weren't going to talk about what happened, and then we went to lunch and we weren't going to talk and be brave. What the hell's on your neck?
Oh my gosh.
It looks like a hickey. First yes. thing I noticed as a mom, I'm like, God damn you, Austin. What the hell?
Everybody's been saying that. Okay.
I know Austin well enough that it wasn't a hickey from Austin. I'm thinking, okay, so what kind of setup went wrong here?
Yeah. Yeah. I was live. I think it was the third day. It was either the second day. It was the third day. I was getting ready and I was crimping my hair with, like, they gifted us a lot of, like, clothing and items. Like, we arrived to the house and we weren't expecting all of that on our beds at all. So one of the things that we got gifted was a crimper. So I was crimping my hair on live. I burnt the shit out of my neck and everybody in my live was saying, you need to put mustard on it. So one of my managers comes into my room while she's like, you got a deliverable that you got to post here soon. And I'm like, okay, by the way, do we have any mustard here? She's like, oh girl, I got you. And I'm like, wait, she's like, wait, what do you need mustard for? And I'm like, I burnt the shit out of myself. They're telling me to get some mustard. So that's what I did. But it does look like a hickey.
That's like Austin wanting to pee on you when you stepped on a stingray.
He's weird.
Yeah, you guys are weird. Okay, so that was my one thing. How was the people in the house? Did you have your own privacy? Did that lead to your anxiety because there was too many people and you could not get away, even back at home?
There was some moments like, some people's independency, they were lacking, like, independency. They had to have someone with them, like, doing...
Holding their hand to go potty.
Yes, like, and I had my own shit I had to do, and I could handle on my own. And the stuff that they needed help with, like, I don't know, I could have done it myself, so I just, that part I didn't understand. But for the most part, I felt like, yes, I did. And when I did have privacy, I'd just go back to the room. But Austin, he's always shitting. And when he's drinking, he's peeing all the time. So he's barging in, going to the bathroom.
So you had some privacy, but you still had Austin.
Yeah, we still had Austin.
I get it.
The people
I still
in the
got
house,
a husband when I get home.
Our rooms were actually set up very good. Like, after the third day, I kind of learned where everybody's rooms were. And it was very strategic. Like, and it just worked out well for everybody. Elva and Lillian and Kenzie got the master bedroom. And the, like, because there's three girls, there's three beds, or there's two beds in there. And they got the big bathroom. So they were in there. Chloe and Kirsten were in the sunroom. So, like, it looked like the sunroom had, like, the left side and the right side blocked off. And they put in a bedroom. Mm. So Chloe and Kirsten were in that bedroom. And then Trayvon was in the other side of the sunroom, I think with Gavin, or he might have been by himself. But then it was Bryn and Leah that shared a bedroom. Tyler Nolan and Gavin shared a bedroom. And then Blake, actually, no, I don't know what the guy's situation was, because there was another house on the property that all the guys stayed at, or most of the guys.
Like the single guys.
Yeah.
I see. So where did the managers stay?
They were, I think, in the upstairs of the other building of the house. So they stayed with us.
That's nice.
I think actually Mackenzie, my main manager, she was in the house with us, just like a couple rooms from me.
That was one of our conversations at lunch today, is that you felt like you got to know your managers who live several states away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have is virtual contact or email messages. And it's hard to read the tone of a text, especially if you don't know a person's facial expressions or their tone and how it's going. So I was happy that you felt comfortable and felt a better connection with them. That's important.
Yeah. I mean, going into the second day, I wanted to go home. I was like, this is ass. I'm not having fun because of the headache and the migraine. But after that second day, I was like, I don't want to ever leave. Like it was really
That's
fun.
That's cool. You don't say that a lot.
No,
a lot
I don't.
Of trips.
I don't.
Either somebody's a problem or something is a problem or the migraine.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's good.
But I would say this is just my perspective. It kind of looked like there was two separate groups. Friend groups of the house. It's like you had the Yee Hillbilly Hicks, like me, Elva, Austin, Kenzie, BMO, Nick, Lillian, and then you had like the new wave of like.
You mentioned a lot of names just a little bit ago that I've never heard, and I don't even remember hearing in some of the posts that you've made.
Yes, like it's like the new wave of social media. Like they are on to the new trends, and I don't even know how to explain it.
I think it's just like any other business. You're constantly feeding the funnel. And for the management team, they got to keep bringing in new people and new ideas, and which brings going to bring in different products and companies. So maybe that's it. And you're
kind
getting older.
Sorta, but what I mean is like the people that I just listed that are like the Hillbilly Hicks, those are the people that I started off with. And so like with social media, that was the group. That was the core group. And now that we've been doing this for years, there's the new wave of people. And I feel like the house was divided between my friends and their group because they just had their own whole complete separate thing going on from us.
You're the veterans
like there
now.
Was...
And they're the rookies.
Not even that, because some of them had like really high paying collaborations and brand deals that weren't even, you know, an opportunity for us. Like one of the girls was working with Buckle the whole weekend, and she deserves it. I'm just saying, like, we were different. I don't think there was ever a point where all of us were all together, like vibing.
Was everybody mature
about
that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Everybody was pretty mature. There was some incidents on the last day.
There's always drama, and that's part of life.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of drama. So there's two people in the house that had dated, and they broke up.
I saw some references to exes.
Yes. So that TikTok I did, I'm passing the phone. It got to... And he, like... did not know what to say. He didn't know who to pass it to. He was just stuck. And I was like, I was trying to help him. I was like, well, I know he knows. And I don't keep up with their drama. I didn't put two and two together that they used to date. I knew that. Like, I knew that, but I did not put two and two together. Right. So I was like, pass it to, he said, should I pass it to my ex? I'm like, do it. And I'm like, wait, who's your ex? Oh, and he's like, and I'm like, oh yeah, just do that. And I'm like, I don't think that there's any hard feelings. Like nobody has been, like there was no drama before that, and I just thought that everything was vibing, and that was just a little flare that they had in the past,
right? Something that nobody, other people wouldn't know, because I didn't know.
Yeah. Gets the phone because like I'm passing the phone to my ex, and passes it to another friend, but friend passes it back to and like calls him a cheerleader and says,
ooh, got snarky,
that he put the filter on this TikTok because it didn't start out with a filter, and then I don't know, like a filter got flipped on or whatever. I don't know. I mean, that's not even drama. That's just
it's just
a little blimp. But I know that
sometimes you got to get your elbows thrown in there when you can.
Yeah, and I don't even know if I can gather like all the drama for you, because there was a decent amount of drama that happened.
So is that why somebody got kicked out?
That's
Did
not
they violate
why.
The I just liability?
I was the person everybody told their shit to.
Oh.
So I would hear everything that happened, but I was never there, so I never witnessed any of it. But the last day, wakes up, and we're eating breakfast, and she sees that somebody makes a Reddit post about her. And if you don't know what Reddit is, it's like a snark shit. People are nasty on it or whatever. Somebody said that was hooking up with another person in the house, which has a baby. And I don't know if they're boyfriend, girlfriend, or fiance, husband, or anything like that. But like, she's got her own life like going on. She's,
somebody is stirring the pot.
Yes. So I hate this because I
don't even know if
it
was in the house or outside of the house.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So they initially thought that it was somebody in the house because of the clear division that I was talking about.
That makes sense.
Earlier. So is mom. Mom accused of making the Reddit post. So went up to at the house and literally accused her of it. When I heard this and I'm like, what? Why would someone her age? I don't know. If you would have done that, I would have felt so embarrassed. That would be something that
moms need to stay out.
Squish. Just that was something that just me squish. Move on. Who fucking cares? And I really liked her. Like I actually really got to know, and I really liked her. I think she is
the mom.
Yes, I really like them.
She was at the house.
Yeah, she was. No, she didn't stay at the house, but she was there like throughout the day. Yeah, I mean anybody could come to the house. So Mackenzie, my manager, she, and this is just me saying what I heard. I heard that it got so bad, my manager and got in a screaming match, and Mackenzie kicked and out of the house. But it was day three; they were leaving
anyways.
But I heard that Mackenzie like was screaming at her to get out the house. I don't know. And don't quote me on that. And this is not me talking shit. This is just me talking my truth on what I heard. So if you don't think that I have like a liable source, like it's,
you gotta watch those okay. people that have.
I like them.
This I'm is just the, telling this you is about the mom coming out with me. You better watch out.
I'm just telling you about the drama.
Okay.
I don't ever talk to anybody about drama because it's not that just it. Sounds exhausting.
And that's why care. You and I have these conversations so you can
get talk
off,
about it.
Get them off your chest. Because digest when
I
want
and I know that you'll listen from start to finish. Like, I don't know, some girls, when I tell things, they forget or they don't hear me fully. They can't comprehend what I'm saying, or just, I just don't feel like anybody else should, I don't know, need to listen to it or whatever.
Yeah. So that's what, I mean, that's why we wanted to do this, because this is what we do. So you can kind of have a place to vent and an outlet.
Now that we're talking it through, I guess I don't want people to think, you know, that I have bad vibes with anybody or bad blood.
You're not spilling tea. You're just, what's the word I'm looking for? You're just digesting it all and just kind of computing it, recapping what happened. And
yeah, they're fine people. I really, really like them. So any other questions?
That liability form. Did everybody stay within the... That was a...
Actually, no. No.
Oh, my God. So that liability form on behalf of the management team in the house basically said that if anything happened to you, Brittany, or Austin, what you were citing, that you have no legal claims, your parents, your heirs, your children, if you die and somebody out of the blue comes out of the ground and wants to sue, they could not. They were covering their asses and then some. Mm-hmm. Your unborn children had no... had no claim on anything that happened to you or that you may do in this house, which is like, oh, good for them.
Yeah.
You better watch yourself.
You better watch yourself.
And my lecture to you was, don't get yourself in a situation that you're guilty by association or just guilty for being in the room.
Yeah.
Those are weird things that you have to think about these days.
Yeah.
Of who was in the room and who's going to be on your side and you're going to corral them onto your side now.
Oh, yeah. And then you get the mix of social media into it.
If I'm reading into this, right?
You have a lot of eyes on you, too, that already have an automatic assumption over you and who they are going to side with or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. Unfortunately, we are running out of time just slightly.
Oh, I had one more question. Well, or not even a question. I think you need to talk about how you almost did not go to this trip.
That's very true. Maybe we'll come back we'll do another episode on this. So come back next week for part two.
You almost didn't go because we had some good conversations and heart to heart.
I was like this close from resigning with management.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, come back for the next episode on that because that will be probably a lot about business management, how that's structured.
Communication.
Oh God, communication. Yeah, that too. Okay, guys. I will see you later.